I'd like to call the August 18th, 26th full board meeting together. The second item is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call from the clerk.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Carabelli.
Present.
Tuge.
Yes.
Flynn.
Yes.
Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Myjack.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith. Toco.
Here.
Bosberg.
Here.
Invocation by Commissioner Fred Miller.
Thank you. Let's pray. Dear God, you're an awesome God, and we give you all the praise. We just want to say thank you today. Thank you for blessing us in ways that we can't fully understand. Lord, we understand that we squander many of the gifts that you've given us. We ask for your mercy. Lord, today we just ask for you to be with us as we preside over the affairs of the county. Grant us wisdom. Grant us mercy. For those who are suffering, Lord, we ask for healing. We ask for your mercy. In particular today, Lord, we want to lift up our good friend and colleague, Patty, on the loss of someone close to her. Please bring her and her family comfort during this time. Lord, we recognize that people across the globe worship you according to different traditions and call you by different names, but today I ask all of this in the name of the one that you sent so many years ago that showed us how to live our lives by the way he led his life. Amen.
Thank you. And Commissioner Miller did touch upon that, but we could take a moment of silence for Patty's father, Robert Weidenbach, who celebrated his 91st birthday on Sunday and passed away late Tuesday night. Thank you. And just so all commissioners know, we sent it in an email, and there'll be one service held on Sunday, August 21st at 2 p.m. at Hope United Church of Christ on Garfield Road, just north of 15 Mile Road. We sent that in an email. If anybody has questions, just please call the office. Adoption of the agenda that includes the committee report, as well as the ethics ordinance that is on your desk that was amended to reflect the changes from the board chair, as well as a friendly amendment from Commissioner Kleinfeld. Moved by Miller, supported by Toco. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated August 4th, 2016.
So moved.
Moved by Brown. Supported by Myjack. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, going twice, going three times. Public participation is closed. Committee reports, which is a report that's a joint committee from Infrastructure, Economic Development, and Finance, which also includes all the items that we adopted earlier today. Moved by the chair and the vice chair. Miller and Brown, any discussion? Seeing none, all those indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The committee reports are approved. Appointments, which is a board appointment for the Veterans Affairs Commission. Everybody will see on page one, we outlined all the candidates that applied, whether they notarized their application, they had their recommendation letter from Macomb County Post Commander, and any outstanding notes for that. And so with that, the clerk will call the roll of each commissioner. Each commissioner has up to two votes for this two vacancies. They are four-year terms.
Point of information, does it matter what conflict they served?
To Scott or Frank?
What year us?
It actually does.
I think it used.
No, it did. It definitely did.
I know our office checked into this, and those two members that there's two members that currently are on the board, and we've met all the requirements for having somebody from different membership, but Frank can speak to that.
I think they changed the law on that too.
Yep.
I think it's looser because they had like World War One veterans and there's none left.
Well, there was supposed to be somebody from each.
We had that 2 years ago.
Right.
it's eliminated at the state level.
Yes.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, because there was trouble getting...
Oh, yeah. There are no World War One vets left.
Right.
Or having too many members that most likely were part of the Vietnam era, which is more the significant issue. So with that, any other questions on the process? Seeing no other concerns on the process, the clerk will call the roll for the Veterans Affairs Commission.
Commissioner Marino?
Salyers and Roble.
Myjack?
Salyers and Roble.
Miller?
Salyers and Roble.
Sabatini?
Salyers and Roble.
Sauger?
Salyers and Roble.
Vosburgh?
Roble and Salyers.
Brown?
Salyers and Allen. David Allen.
Carabelli?
Roble? Salyers.
Dougie?
Salyers and Roble.
Kleinfeld?
Salyers and Roble.
Toco?
Salyers and Roble.
Flynn?
Salyers and Roble.
Okay. The top two are Salyers and Roble.
Congratulations.
The top two are Salyers and Roble. Congratulations on your reappointment. I think briefly they've been really patient, been here since 5 o'clock, and have just a brief little announcement on something that the Veterans Commission is looking to enact, and they can come back in further detail to this body to report on that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Mike Salyers, 14206 La Quivira Drive, Sterling Heights. And this is Teresa Roble.
182-1122 Mile.
Over the last year, Bobby Smith, or Commissioner Smith, has been talking to several of us about what can we do with all the other talent that keep coming in to apply for these voluntary jobs. And we've been thinking about it because you can't turn away such good talent. So what we'd like to do, and we don't have all the specifics right now, but what we'd like to do is figure out how many of those people would like to still contribute to a veterans task force. Because we have homeless veterans that need to be moved around the county. We get so many things that can be done if we can get other people that want to volunteer. So we're looking at getting the task force going, and we'll follow up with more information later, but of course, it'll be by what you guys want. We just want someone else to help us along the way. So they won't be part of our commission, part of our board, but they'll be working with us.
Working with us. We want to keep it to 5 members so it doesn't get too overwhelming. We've got a few things, ideas we've come up with for them to start working on for us. What else did we have? There's one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, and one of the things that we thought of is when any of us does leave this commission, they would be considered first to replace us, since they've already had involvement working with us on different issues. So.
They're also, yeah. Pat Daniels, I'm sorry he couldn't make it tonight. He's been off a little with his foot and stuff, so he sends his regards to all of you. Thank you very much for having trust in us, and I really enjoy helping out veterans. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Brown?
That's a good idea. What's the time frame? Do you have an outline for us on the form of that idea that you have now?
We just started talking about it Tuesday, actually. We decided, we got Pat on speakerphone, and we talked about forming it. So we're going to sit down and put together some rules of what we want to go by and how we want to formulate the board, and you know, are we going to all be involved with them? Are we going to have one person? So there's a few things we want to work on, but we're hoping to have this done within a month and it's set up. And we would have to get the names of the people that applied this past time.
And we can pass
see if
those along.
See, doing the things that we want to help get done need to be done soon. So we want to react fairly soon so we can advise you guys on who we'd like to help with this program and go from there. So it'll be soon.
The first thing we want to do, we have a vehicle that we can use to transport people down to the VA Medical Center, but only if they're mobile. And people that are in wheelchairs or aren't mobile, they need that ride too. They sometimes need it more than the ones that are mobile. So that's our first thing, is to try and get transportation for people in wheelchairs down to the VA Medical Center for their appointments.
Maybe you should bring them in and talk to them about what ideas they have and then see what it goes.
We're going to do that with our, call our next meeting or the meeting after.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Sauter?
Yeah, I just like you when you're looking at these different people to appoint. Just look at that, where they're living at, too, so somebody throughout the county instead of one central area.
Right. You know, we have a sergeant major that applied, and I don't know how many military people we have in here. Sergeant majors are very well-renowned people that are very smart. I mean, he could be a general, he just didn't have the education. So we're looking at people that can have a lot of good ideas, so we want to bring them in and talk with them on what else they would like to see also. It's not just the five of us on what we want done. We want to know what they have and ideas to help our veterans of Macomb County. So, and make sure you guys put out there that we have the first homeless shelter in Macomb County at 11 Mile and Gratiot. If people want to give food, if they want to give furniture, as we move our homeless vets into apartments, they need donations of a nightstand, a bed, a dresser, all these different furniture. So they have a little shed down there that the people can go in before they get their permit and say, I'll take that, I'll take that, and I'll take that. What we'd like to do also is take some of these vets or these this task force and maybe work with Art Van or Gardner White and say, hey, what can we do to help set this up where you guys have that old nightstand that's been standing there for 3 years in your warehouse and you want to get rid of it? Let's put it in with someone that can actually use it and get our homeless vets off the streets. Get them into apartments. Thanks for your support.
Thank you. So with that conclusion of appointments, we'll move on to item 10, which is vote on an ordinance to amend and restate ordinance number 2011-10, entitled an ordinance to establish a standard of ethics for all public servants of Macomb County pursuant to section 2.2 of the Home Rule Charter of Macomb County, Michigan. And on your, moved by Bosberg, supported by Carabelli, on your desk so everybody can see in, it's transparent, the changes that were made in the previous meeting are reflected. Seeing no other discussion, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. It will now be sent to the executive office. Resolution 11, which is A and B, we'll take those together. Do I have a motion by Duje, supported by Toko? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolutions are passed. Proclamations, do we want to take those separately again? We'll take those separately. On item A, which is Welcoming Week, September 16th through the 25th, we have a motion by Toko, supported by Kleinfeld. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please raise your hands. We have Bosberg, no. Marino, no. Sabatini, no. And Brown, no. The item passes It passes 8 to 4. No,
one's missing.
It threw me off. So with that, the board chair report, obviously our office.
Tammy Turgeon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tammy Turgeon. We can't forget about her. Library of the Year, moved by Myjack, supported by Toko. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The item passes unanimously. Board chair report. Obviously, we're in a state of flux in our office. And I kind of brought that to the board's attention earlier this month. And with Patty being gone for the past 2 weeks, it's also placed a huge burden on our office. As we move into the budget season without a director of legislative affairs, everybody's really got to pick up more than I think is even possible. And Laura Murphy, has indicated that she would like to come back on a part-time basis and not a full-time basis in her previous role. And I'm trying to work that out with the former position that Michael held as special projects coordinator at a small increase of an hourly rate, which I think would be great for this office. But that leaves us with a significant amount of open positions to go into what is probably the busiest season, the most cumbersome season, when we're not even in our office. And I've been trying to think of ways to bring people in short-term, part-time, in that transition. Marv won't intern for me anymore.
Kathy,
he hasn't been able to sign into his login since last month. But in all seriousness, though, I haven't even approached Patty about this yet because she's been out, or Corrine about this. But I do know that once in a while, people do bring people back on short term for unexpected circumstances, and I have no idea if she has any interest in this or not. But I might look to bring her back for 60 days or 90 days this fall until I can fill some of these positions. And I won't bring this now, but I just wanted to bring the commissioners up to speed that we're doing our best, but it's hard to move forward when you don't have bodies and you don't have an office and you don't have a full team in place. So with that, that's kind of my board chair report. And just wanted to keep commissioners apprised of that. And on September 6th, I think I broached this topic earlier, which is the introduction to the budget. I've talked to the executive office, finance, and some commissioners. I know that's the first day of school, and everything's coming back at that morning after Labor Day. And so it's not rushed, and people aren't running out on a long meeting. I'm proposing that we change that to later in the day, perhaps about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Does anybody have significant objections to that? September 6th, it's a Tuesday. In the afternoon, I'm flexible on the time. No, 4 p.m.
That's worse.
5 p.m.
When the kids get home from school?
Yeah, probably 6. How about 9:30 p.m. or 10? Or the first day of school would really be in the early morning, so maybe it's more like 10:30.
10:30?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works for people.
Yeah, 10:30 is great.
So we'll change it to 10:30 on Tuesday morning, the 6th. Oh, all right. So.
I mean, it's either in the morning or the afternoon.
7 p.m. Does 7 p.m. work as an option? 6:30 p.m. work as an option?
That'd be better.
I'm not big six to a six.
Not if my granddaughter's playing basketball, is it?
All right.
Dave, I don't end up.
So I don't have any consensus here, so.
Do you want to try to get people in?
I'll work offline. I brought it up 2 weeks ago, and I thought I'd bring it up.
Whatever time you come up with works.
Okay, we'll send out an email to the entire group. Okay.
I think 6:30 worked for everybody.
Okay. I just need to check with the finance department, but outside of that, I think we're good. All right, that concludes board chair report. Move to receive file by verbal report. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Toco. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Board chair report is received. Any new business before the commission? Seeing no new business before the commission. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Once, twice, three times. Public participation is closed. Roll call.
Brown.
Here.
Carabelli.
Present.
Duje.
Here.
Flynn.
Here.
Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Myjack.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith. Toco.
Here.
Flossberg.
Here. Moved by Duje, supported by Sauger. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
I forgot to copy the minutes from the Esther, so I hit.